love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, and I'm your Walk the Talk host, Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen. Hello there, how you doing? Joe Barnes here, and welcome to today's podcast episode. So look, I know that in the title, mobilified isn't actually a word. It's basically because I'm a week away from going traveling. I am going to be away for 5 weeks. I'm going to Borneo for 12 days with my family, and then I pop back for a day, and then myself and my sister are going on our annual Sisters on Tour trip, and we are heading to Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives. So I'm super excited and can't wait to go, but particularly when we go through India, etc., I don't want to take my computer because we're going to be traveling with pretty much a backpack. So I wanted to mobilify everything. I wanted to make sure I could do everything to continue posting and sharing interesting content, especially while I'm traveling. There's going to be so many interesting things that I'm going to want to share, that I wanted to do it all on my phone. So no computer, and to be able to do everything on my phone. So I started with testing my blog posts, because I actually write a daily blog post. Head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com and click on daily blogs, and there you will see my daily posts. And I wanted to be able to continue, obviously, writing on the go. I could have prepared loads in advance, because I've done that with my videos. I'll get onto videos in a second. But obviously, while traveling, I imagine there's going to be so many exciting things to talk about while I'm there. So when I'm on a plane, when we're waiting in airports, when we're in between places, etc., I want to be able to write posts about what's going on right now. So I use WordPress.org for my blog. So I downloaded the WordPress app onto my mobile phone, and I did quite a lot of testing with it. It's a little bit of a pain in the bum to use when you first start to use it, I must admit. And I found quite quickly that if you try and add too much multimedia, so if you start messing around with lots of different images and video links and things like that, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Quite quickly, when I was uploading blog posts onto my site from the WordPress app, I found that pictures weren't formatted correctly, things didn't look very good, that, you know, the spacing was all out, all that kind of stuff. So I then tested it using WordPress directly on a browser within my mobile app, and that was the same. It was very, very difficult to use. So what I've discovered is a little four-point process. So first of all, let's say you're sitting in an airport or somewhere, you've got something really interesting to say, but you don't have any Wi-Fi. So the first thing you do is you pull out your Evernote or your Notes app, whatever's on your computer, and you write your blog post. So you've got that done. Secondly, you download an app onto your phone called InShot, InShot. Now, if you try and upload images directly into the WordPress app from your phone, it's going to work really well, but they're going to upload the original image size, which is huge, and you don't want that on your site. So the best way to do it is to actually go into InShot and use their collage function, and then you create a collage with three or four different images, or four or five, or seven or eight, or however many you want to put in there. And the great thing about InShot is you can add little stickers, you can add text, you can add filters, you can make your photos look amazing. And what it does is it puts all the photos into one image, which is then considerably smaller than your separate images on your phone. So what you can then do when you get online somewhere is you can copy and paste your post from Evernote. And please note, when you paste it, it gives you the option to paste without formatting. Make sure you click that option, paste without formatting, and then add your InShot image. You can upload that directly from your phone. And there you have it. Bob's your uncle. You've got a lovely blog post with a really nice image. And you just basically click publish, and away you go. And you can also schedule, you can save it as a draft, so you can prepare three or four in advance, all in the app, saved as drafts, and then just schedule when you're ready. So that is posting on the go. My apologies if you're using a different blogging platform than WordPress. Unfortunately, I do just use WordPress. But go out there, do some research. I'm telling you right now, there will be a way to mobilify everything. Secondly, podcasting. I wanted to be able to continue doing podcasts while I'm away. Again, I'm hoping there's going to be lots and lots of interesting things to share. So without a shadow of a doubt, I do this at home anyway. My whole podcasting strategy is totally mobilified. Use anchor.fm. Anchor, A-N-K-A-N-C, A-N-C-H-O-R, like the butter. I think that's a UK thing. Anchor.fm, and it's so easy to use. So right now, I'm actually in my lounge, and I've got a little lapel mic. It's a little Sennheiser lapel mic connected to my iPhone, and I'm literally standing here recording this. It's directly into Anchor.fm. No super duper fancy equipment required. Now, the sound quality might not be as uber professional as, you know, your Tim Ferriss or your James Altucher or whatever, but I've listened back to it myself and I think it's pretty good to listen to. So I'm pretty happy with it, and it's easy on the ear, which is really all your sound quality needs to be. So that's it. And then what I did do previously, okay, is I did create my own intro and outro. Now, I've got a Mac and I use ScreenFlow. I've used ScreenFlow for years, but there's all sorts of different editing apps you can get out there. And all I basically did was grab a piece of music from one of these free music sites. I think I used Audio Jungle or something. That's not free. It costs like 10 bucks or something for a piece of music. But you could use Anchor. Anchor has got loads of music in it. So all you do is you go in and you record a little track, and that might be, hey, how you doing? How'd you like to run a business from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? You've come to the right place. This is Joe Barnes, let's make it happen. And then that's all you record. And then you add background music, and there's your intro, and you save that, and that gets saved in your library. So you can really easily do it yourself directly on Anchor. But I did pre-record mine, and then I uploaded them into Anchor as .mp3s. And then as soon as I finished recording my podcast episode, I simply save that, and then I plus and go into my library and top and tail it with my intro and my outro. And then I click save, add all my details and publish. Super, super, super easy to use. I will actually, I think, accompany this podcast at some point with a little tutorial on my blog. So that's podcasting, super easy. All right, videos. Again, I'm going to announce that I did cheat a little bit here. My Make It Happen Monday videos, I did actually record a few over the last couple of weeks before I go, and I've edited those and I've uploaded those and I've already added them to my blog ready to publish while I'm away. Now, the reason I did that and prepped in advance is actually because YouTube is a nightmare to use from your mobile phone. It's an absolute, for like the second biggest search engine company, whatever, in the world, the fact that it has not figured out its mobile strategy to me is frightening. And the fact that most people watch and upload videos from their mobile phone. Anyway, moving on. It's an absolute pain to upload and add your descriptions, your tags and all the rest of it. And I haven't quite figured out how to do that super easily yet. If you have any tips for me, please do let me know. Leave a comment wherever you're watching this podcast, or contact me at yourlifestylebusiness.com or on my Facebook page, Joe Barnes page, Your Lifestyle Business. You can find me there as well. Please let me know if you have a strategy for superbly, quickly and easily uploading YouTube videos with full tags and descriptions and titles and all the rest of it. But anyway, so I've pre-prepared those. However, I will still be wanting to record some really cool videos while I'm away. I want to do some Make It Happen Monday videos while I'm in these different amazing places. And I'll be doing lots of different travel videos and things that I will want to upload to my blog, to Instagram, to Facebook. And for that, there is a super duper app called KineMaster. That was really cheesy, wasn't it? It's a super duper app. there's a really, really good app called KineMaster. KineMaster. Oh my gosh. And I tried loads. I tried Adobe Clip. That was one of the ones highly recommended. I tried something called Magisto. That was highly recommended. I tried a couple of others. And KineMaster, without a doubt, is the best. It's the easiest to edit. You can add layers. You can add images. You can add text. you can do loads. So you record your video and you can kind of, you know, slot it all together, clip it, trim it, split it, do all that kind of stuff and create a fantastic video on the go and directly upload from there into Instagram, YouTube, etc., etc. That's not to say it's still easy to do all the descriptions and tags in YouTube. Just want to add that as a caveat. Also, if you go to YouTube and look up Justin Brown Primal Video, he has got loads of videos on how to use KineMaster, whether you are on an Apple device or an Android. So that's a super useful tip for you there. And then lastly, obviously, I want to be posting on Instagram and Facebook while I'm away. That's super easy. I'll do a whole nother podcast on Instagram because I'm really testing so many different apps at the moment to really come up with some of the best pictures and videos and clips and GIFs and things that are going to be super interesting to people. So I'll do that separately. But I will just make another recommendation before I go. Another guy you want to have a look at, either on Instagram or on YouTube, is a guy called Emil Pakarklis, P-A-K-A-R-K-L-I-S. He teaches you how to take superb iPhone photos. He has told me about features on my phone I never even knew were there. Who knew? When you take a live photograph of like running water or a waterfall or something, you can swipe that photo up, click long exposure, and you've suddenly got this super professional looking amazing photo. Come and follow me on Instagram at Joe Barnes Online in order to follow some of my photos and things I'm going to be doing under the guidance and videos of Emil Pakarklis. He's very, very good. So that's it. That is how I have mobilified everything for my travels over the next 5 weeks. I hope that's been useful to you. Like I said, please do come and follow me on Instagram. That's where most of my content will be, at Joe Barnes Online. However, I'm also on Facebook. Facebook page is Your Lifestyle Business. And of course, my blog is yourlifestylebusiness.com. So come and check out my posts, pictures, videos, podcasts, everything you can grab of my travels over the next 5 weeks. Have an amazing day, whatever you're doing, and thank you very much for listening. Speak again soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run From Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It literally takes a tenth of a second to hit those little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors. So please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com/microangel to find out more about how you can become a microangel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast. And in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.